Hello, and welcome to Tommy Media's Keep the Ball Rolling, a bi-weekly podcast highlighting St. Thomas sports and athletics news. I'm Adam Mueller. Now in St. Thomas sports. The St. Thomas football team started their spring scrimmage at O'Shaughnessy Stadium on Saturday after officially beginning its spring practice on April 4th. The game saw the offense, wearing white jerseys, triumph over the purple-clad defense 40-16. The offense had the possibility to earn points through normal scoring means, such as touchdowns and field goals, though they also earned a point for the first down earned per possession. The defense, on the other hand, scored primarily through fumble receptions, fourth down stops, and other defensive markers. Coach Glenn Caruso said that while he felt some disappointment in the offense's dominance, both squads had shown marked improvement in practice and in the team's previous two inter-squad scrimmages. Caruso said, quote, "It's difficult because it's a zero sum. You can never really be happy because the only way to score a touchdown is to give one up, and the only way to give a sack is to give one up," end quote. He continued, quote, "So there are certain markers you can look for, like, did we build depth? Absolutely. But did we tackle as well as we wanted to? Not exactly," end quote. Kevin Lynch has the full story on TommyMedia.com. St. Thomas men's and women's track and field hosted 16 teams at the Joe Sweeney Invitational at O'Shaughnessy Stadium on Wednesday. The invite was the Tommy's first and only outdoor home meet before they host the Summit League Championships on May 9th, 10th, and 11th. Men's coach Pete Wareham said, quote, "I think that any time you're able to compete at home, it's kind of a little bit special. This has always been a great meet, later in the year where the weather seems to get better, so it's always just fun in general," end quote. The women's team picked up wins in the triple jump, hammer throw, javelin, 100 hurdles, 400 meter, 400 hurdles, 200 meter dash, and tied for first in the pole vault, with the men's team winning the triple jump, the 5,000 meter run, and the 4x100 meter relay. Women's coach Ashley Lucas said, quote, "It's always obviously nice to get a win, but even more special when you do it at home. So just to be able to do it in front of a lot of family, friends, general students here, I think give the team a lot of confidence heading into next week too." Read the full story on TommyMedia.com. Baseball sits atop the Summit League standings with a 12-8 conference record. They play a standalone game against Northern Illinois on May 8th before a weekend series at Omaha. They will play their final series at home against Oral Roberts May 16th through the 18th. St. Thomas softball defied expectations this season after finishing in third place with a Summit League record of 8-9, after originally being picked to finish tied for last place. They lost their final two games against South Dakota State on April 27th and were unable to get revenge when the final game of the series was canceled. Follow along on TommyMedia.com for more St. Thomas sports coverage. I'm Adam Mueller. Thank you for joining us this week as we keep the ball rolling.